How do those athletes scream? Woo! Oh, yeah, woo! She told me that. They go, woo! Okay. Now, this is the one, Michael, that I mentioned today about going back and find and being driven to the house where I was born or was brought home to. Upper Terrace, San Francisco. We were up and down the sickening hills of the city, and then at the top, at the tip, I saw the sign, the street where I had lived as a baby. We drove up it and up it till all the streets fell away like certain death, and I recognized it. A small building with naked picture windows, the shape of those rectangles burned on my three-year-old mind. We stopped for a moment by the front archway, a hole in the building like the gates of birth, dark and tiled inside, dark spiked plants. I gazed on it as you'd gaze on a cell where you'd been kept with awe and terror, and I realized I was conceived here, at the top of this white hill with the four streets sliding down straight as water. These two blind rectangle eyes facing the western bay as she stood at the window afterwards, and I whipped my tail and sailed up and saw the egg like a gold door in the side of the jail, and I pushed through it head first. My tail fell off. I began to explode in ecstasy, released, released. And in 9 months, they lifted me up to the view and said to me, "This is the world we give you," and said to the view, "We give you this girl."